Okay, we are in Nefesh HaChaim Prakim, and we're going to begin, even though we began a couple of times, we're going to begin again, Perek Gimel of the Prakim. And the subject here is, actually, the more I think about it, the more fundamental it is, and that is that, to put it simply, does... When we learn Torah, Shaloi Lishma, does that have any value at all? So the answer is yes. Of course it has a value. But let me rephrase the question and to build it up. Is the value of Torah Shaloi Lishma that it gets you to a place of Lishma? That's how you get there. What are you going to do? Or does Torah Shaloi Lishma have its own value? Now, I say Torah Shaloi Lishma, I mean, like the way I learned, for instance, is Torah Shaloi Lishma. In other words, I can't say that I'm always thinking about even HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I'm learning Torah. Probably you more than me are learning Lishma. Otherwise, what are you doing for? But with me, I have a job. I have to teach. You know, like it's a different type of a thing. But is the mitzvah shaloi lishma have any value or not? So I just want to say this before we even learn anything inside. Pashtus haGemara. La'olam yaseik adam v'toyro u'b'mitzvah shaloi lishma. Why? Shemitoich shaloi lishma b'lishma. So it seems to me, pashtus haGemara. If the Gemara doesn't give a reason, we can be mefalpel. But if the Gemara gives the reason of why, which says a chiddush, why? One reason only, the Gemara says, because you'll eventually get to lishma, mashma from the Gemara. I think the pashtus of the Gemara is that shaloi lishma has no intrinsic value. It's just a value that it has that is getting you to the lishma. In other words, what does the Gemara even have to say anything? The Gemara could just simply say, learn Torah, and everything else is kind of natural. So the answer is that hava, meaning that if you're doing a mitzvah shaloi lishma, let's say for gaiva, or just to have a standing in the community or something like that. So hava, meaning that you're not getting, there's no value in it, don't do it. So the Gemara says, no. Yes, I got the Torah shaloi lishma. Why should we talk shaloi lishma or polishma? You're masking with me in the Pshat and the Gemara? There's almost not two ways to read the Gemara. La'olam sounds like lechatchila, but the seifa of the Memra seems to be that it's, I mean, you could be Madaik in La'olam or Nefesh.
Why it's La'olam like lechatchila?
Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says lechatchila, next paragraph. But I'm saying, I just want to be able to look at it, you know, with sort of clear eyes here, before we get into what the diyukim are. The pashat of Pshat in the Gemara is that there's one reason to learn shaloi lishma, shemitah shaloi lishma ba'lishma. Clear?
Yeah, question.
The Rambam brings it there, that's what the Gemara says. Yeah,
and Batar, we know that there's or amor sheba mazimun mut.
You don't know that by mitzvah.
But by mitzvahs, why should doing a mitzvah?
Right, and the Rambam brings us only by Torah, but the Gemara still says Torah and mitzvahs. I mean, you could ask that kasha, but right. I mean, like, what's the? I don't know, what's the point? What's the point of putting on tefillin every morning if I'm not entirely lishma? I don't
know. Why should it be lishma? Yeah.
Kvius. No, but I'm saying, is there, so you're saying no advantage?
I can't. Huh?
What?
That's what I do.
Right.
We don't have...
Why?
Because I'm supposed to do it.
That's right. So that's lishma. that's lishma. You're not doing it because you don't want to look funny in shul or something. It's lishma. You have something to do it. You're doing it. I speak lishma, I think. I mean, maybe there's more stuff you can do, but, you know, but maybe that's not like the super deluxe, but, it's, you know.
But we don't have a makor for the idea of, like, ha-ma'or shabo by mitzvahs, do we?
I'm just thinking, like, you know, like, no. Where there are certain segments of Judaism that don't even believe in the divinity of Torah, or maybe don't even believe in God, yet they do mitzvahs. So, I'm not judging them, I'm just saying according to their own... according to their own mandate, they're let's do mitzvah shaloi lishma. Jewish tradition, you know, it's important. I don't know why it's important. I'm not sure I get it. I would never, like, be a reconstructionist. Like, if you're good, in Cades, I'll just drop the whole business. What is it for? But that seems to be their hashkafa. I don't know. Clear, I haven't studied it. But that seems to be the hashkafa. Just do it shalei lishma. It's a very, very, very insightful question. So it was not really a question. He was saying, is that there's three levels. There's shelo lishma, stam lishma, and lishma. So lishma means I'm doing it for the right reasons. Shelo lishma, I'm doing it for the wrong reasons. And lishma, and stam. I'm stam learning. I'm not so sophisticated, you know. Like I remember Torah is a very it's a kind of like from place. But I remember when I was a bacher, they were always thinking about spiritual things over there. But I remember I was a bacher sitting at the I was zochet to sit at a dinner table, you know, table like this, with five, six bacher. So they were having a discussion as to why we're eating. So we're eating because Hashem wants us to be healthy. In other words, no, we're eating to give us koach to learn Torah. And another that we're eating in order to not be to be like everybody else and to be human. Hashem wants us to be human, wants us to eat. And I remember thinking to myself and saying, you know, I just eat lishma. It makes so many cheshbonos. It's like, why am I eating? I don't know. I can just eat. You don't have to. So I mean, there's right, yeah. There's like a lishma. So let me read you something. I just want to share with you whenever I come across a good book. So there's a sefer Shari Chassidus, somebody just brought me. It's a modern sefer. It's Hamafteach L'Sifrei Chassidus, and it's a really interesting encyclopedia of Sifrei Chassidus. And I just happened to be looking at it this morning, and I said, I wonder what, here would be a digest of Chassidus on Limud HaTorah L'Shma and Limud HaTorah Shelo L'Shma. So I just want to read you a couple of, it's just a likut of Chassidus. Your Rebbe is very, very well done. Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, I'm not talking about, you know, this is Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov actually. The Baal HaTanya, the Mor of HaShemesh, the Ben Paras Yosef, you know, Tifer Shlaima, you know, these are the big Rebbes. So he says, first thing he says here is, just in a couple of lines here, Tachlis mitzvahs esik v'limud ha-Torah ha-Kedosha. Tachlis means the purpose. The purpose of learning Torah is, what would you say, what's the purpose of learning Torah? Yitzhak, what do you say, what's the purpose of learning Torah?
Getting to know what Hashem wants.
Knowing Hashem's Ratzon. Knowing Hashem's Ratzon. Informational. That's different than Dveikus.
That's how you come.
Maybe, but that's not dveikus mitzaratzma. You just got information.
To do our job in the world,
right? But in other words, Torah is a limud. It's not a mitzvah. It's not like yeah. But it's so you wouldn't call it a religious ritual to learn Torah. You're saying you got to know what to do. So tachlis mitzvah seisik limud atorah akadoshu kasher adam mifanes atzmi machshavtei. The tachlis is. This is a quote from the Mari Naim, is to remove yourself mimachshavta and all of your thoughts mikol gashmius havalei ha'olam hazeh. This is learning Torah is an opportunity to be makadosh yourself in a certain way, of being completely otherworldly. Ba'isik b'Torah akdoshim yageya machshavta, because you're engaging your brain lahavin pirush hatevus hakdoshim, to understand that you're using your brain for a davar shebekdusha. And by doing so, medavik machshavtei b'machshavas Hashem Yisbarach, your machshava and Hashem's machshava become one. Shupnimius u'makar v'sherish or ha-Torah ha-Kedosha. Because the or of the Torah is the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not a manual at all. Not a manual at all. It's almost agav that it should be a manual. According to the Mari Naim, It's engaging your brain. Excuse me, I just want to finish. Engaging your brain. Let me say something before we discuss it.
Defining
In a minute. Defining Torah, more fundamental. In other words, the purpose of learning Torah is, like, let's say you put on tefillin to use your arms for kedusha. This is really the only way to engage your brain in a davar shebe kedusha. If I don't know what to do, I don't know the Ratzon Hashem. Let's say, God forbid, I have complete amnesia. So there's no inyan of learning Torah. You know, so that's to say the Torah mitzaratzmoi is makadosh the moach. As we quote it, right? Yisrael v'araisa v'kutcha brichu chadu. V'al yidei zen, by doing so, zoicha lahafrid es atzmei mekoiches harasha, by your mekadosh, your own self, and getting rid of the ra within you. Ad shemasig b'chinas hispashtus ha-gashmi shu ha-dveikus ha-amiti ba-atzmus ha-shem yisbarach dveikus shu ikir v'tachlus ha-vodus b'nei Yisrael b'kiyam mitzvah zlimit ha-Torah. And that's the purpose. He doesn't even mention the idea of so you should know what to do. It's not even part of the cheshbon. I mean, you could say it happens to be, but in the sense he's the Marinaim is obviously right because we learn things that have no lemaisa to it. The lahagdol Torah lahadir ben sarah mar len kachim. Learn things that don't have a lemaisa. It's interesting that the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer on Kodshim, so his Hakdama is that this is practical. We need to know this, you know. Which was different than the way the Briskers were very lishma in this. So it was nothing to do. We're going to do it. They were levim, but their nekuda was that, you know, all chalakim of Torah are doing something. And the Chassidish Sfarim are telling us that's the ikir. But then he talks about just interesting. He brings here from the Marinayim. This is in Parshas Devarim. Inyan akushyos, like when you learn Torah, it's always a kasha and a teretz, yeah? Like v'im taimar, v'yesh leimar. It's the derech of most svarim. So inyan hakushyos, what is a kasha? What is a kasha? So what's our definition? Something you don't understand. You want to be mavar or kasha. Like you can imagine that there's something which is completely exposed to the sun, except for here there's like a band-aid or something which is stopping the exposure. And where the exposure to the kedusha is stopped, that's called a kushya. That's the word. That's what he says. That's a kushya. So it was like, there's a whole new way of looking at Taisvus. Like he's Meshaber Klipus Mamish. That's a Kushya. But now that's like Kushya. It manifests itself as, I don't get the Pshat. Achri Shemevi Es Atzmei Lemidas Bina Maschel Letzayer Atzmei Elze. You're Metzayer yourself on this Klipa with your Bina. Roya Lehovin Bevina Yedezem Esalikum Machris HaKlipais V'niskale Lavehemes. Unbelievable. But I work to take off the klipa. You know, the mikveh helps a little bit for this too, and saying a kippah tiltilim helps for this too, and I use my bina to get rid of it, and then all of a sudden the klipa is peeled off by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in comes the radiance of chachma. So is that even, which is I relate to, because a lot of times, I mean, just tell you how I relate to that, because a lot of times if you don't understand something, or if you have a kasha, so you can be trying to say this and that and being metarits and say all kinds of pilpulim, but then something pops into your head from the opposite side of the world, and that's the emes. So right? Never happens to everybody, right? Like, all of a sudden you have the chap, and the chap is different than everything you've been thinking about it. So it's hard to say that the chap is a result of all of this amelus. So there's a mechanism to this. The mechanics is, according to Sifrei Chassidus, is that all of that toiling takes away the klipa. Now that there's no klipa, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends the emes into my head. Takes a lot of credit away from us in a sense of chachma, but and that sense, by the way, l'chayra doesn't make any difference what your IQ is, or you know, if you happen to be an Elul or a Baal Zakar.
Not very results oriented, and sometimes questions better than the answer, and sometimes you have a kasha, and you're like, well, it's Hashem's Torah, and I don't know if I'm going to come to really have an answer that's going to satisfy me, but I feel like, okay, that's where it's supposed to be. Whereas he's kind of saying that's a klipa that break through it and get the answer.
You can't break certain klipas. Certain klipas you have to live with. No, I think certain klipas can't get through.
Therefore, what?
He's saying you have to, the klipot, therefore we have to read kaberon all of klipot. Sometimes we're trying to read kaberon.
No, sometimes those klipot when you have a good question and then.
You know, I don't know. I don't know, but I know this, that I go back to Brisk, and the very first time I went to see Rav Beryl Soloveitchik, Olav HaShalom. So you know you prepare a Dvar Torah, right? So,
right?
Yeah. Okay, but obviously before we got to Niagara Falls, which I'll spare you, but I asked Akasha. So he's thinking, and he reframed the is it Akasha not Akasha? He reframed the Akasha, like made it into he was a gone, right? So he reframed the Akasha, which sounded a lot better than the way I asked it. So then I continued, okay, that's Akasha and Alataris. He said, Kenuk Takasha. Like, Lishtal Starfun for Enfrin. And he got, like, leave it. Okay, yes, Takasha, which you didn't even do that well. what do you mean, like, Lishtal Starfun for Enfrin? No, we need to break the klipa? Like, Akasha is a klipa. So what, you reframed my klipa for me? I'm just saying, why is it? Because they'd rather say have a good kasha than a kruma teretz. That's why. In other words, the Brisker shita is, look, Chaim Brisker taught Torah all his life. His sefer is about that thick, because he felt that if you have a kasha, you're getting closer to the yamas. If you're motivated and compelled to give some kind of a teretz for it, so now you're already biased. You're not saying the yamas. So most of the shir was a kasha. Kasha, Rashi, kasha, and Tosfos. Most of the shir was just kashas. So every once in a while, it would be a teretz. It certainly doesn't bother anybody over there to blibe with to blibe shver. Adarabba, like blibing shver is a good thing. Yeah, that's the way it goes. It's a whole different method, but it seems to be almost extremely different than the Hasidish way. Because Hasidim are saying tigers and tigers and tigers. So it's a different mahalach and ruchnius. Again, I want to say this for the 100th time. I'm not weighing in on this. I'm just trying to get the be masader the sugya here. I have no idea. But here we're saying that kushya is he al yedei haklipais machase b'zeh hamakom v'nasa etz like kushya v'achas shemevi es atzmi labin das bina maschilat sayer atzmi alze. I have such tzar because I have a kushya rei lahavin bevina yedei zeh masalik machas haklipas v'niskalei lava emes. Then you get the emes as a gift. There you go.
All the avoid here seems to be in the head.
I don't know. I don't know that he's machalik between the head and the mind. Well, the moichin. It's a tikkun of the moichin. It's tikkun ha-moichin. That's what Torah is. In other words, tikkun ha-moichin is different than tikkun ha-ramach. So.
Is this?
It's mamela using the left. Right?
Is this in line with what we learned last week about the tachlis, according to Hasidus, is to become a tzaddik?
I think so. It's all about becoming a tzaddik or dveikus. But let me just read you a little bit more. There's so much to learn. You should get the sefer. It's a good sefer. But he talks here about lishma and shalei lishma. So he says here on top, Ayidei avoydazu zaycha adam lasis nachas ruach godol amalam. The avoyda means learning Torah. Lahamshich mil malo lamata loy ulachol hay lama ischius vashpois toivos van huggers chadosha shorachamim vachasodim by learning Torah this way as a religious exercise, make no mistake, as a religious exercise, which I think is the essential practical difference. Is it a religious thing or a quest for knowledge? Even that, the Shema, why? Because I want to do the Ratzon HaBorer, but it's a quest for knowledge, or is it some type of a spiritual exercise, like going into the mikveh, going to Torah, but here you're toiveling your goof, and there you're toiveling your brain. Cool. Well, then, very good, because then it starts to blur the difference between b'chlal hechsher mitzvah and mitzvah, but then look at the, you would think that the litvish way is that Torah is all a hechsher mitzvah. But there is a chid, it does, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. Clearly, as of the gra, every second, every word is a mitzvah. But let me just go a little further. Bear with me. By learning Torah, l'sakenes nafshai v'ruchai v'nishmasai u'liyachid kutshabrichu shechinte l'habti kolat sarais v'adinim u'lasakenes kolai lamais kulai v'hu hanikra limud l'shma. So limud l'shma, that's what you're doing, all that stuff. So you're doing it for dveikus. Doesn't make a difference what you're learning for that, from that point of view. Like, just as long as you're toiveling here, ki aikar, you're toiveling your brain. Ki aikar ya kavona l'shem shemayim, lasis atzmai merkava l'shchina ulahidabek bo yisparach.
Totally opposite what was in the footnote.
Totally. Why?
The footnote was all about getting the knowledge, like you, to understand the text. Now he's just saying, as long as you're osek.
No, I just said that he's explaining what akasha was. But if you don't have akasha, so you're better. In other words, you're always, no, there's two things here. I think we're confusing two things. One thing is getting rid of klipos, and another thing is mistabik ta'kadosh baruch. You learn Torah, whatever you learn, psukim, maver, etc. You're mistabik ta'kadosh baruch. So now I have akasha. What do I do with akasha? Uh-oh, klipa alert. So now you got to get rid of that klipa so that you can expose your mayach completely to limud ha-Torah. This is, by the way, and the reason why I'm sort of taking with this sefer, and I'm only reading you little bits and pieces, because this is a digest of Hasidic thought on the subject. If there's a shita, it's in here. Are they Masakin or Lamas?
I don't know. What's the Siddish's opinion of that, and what's the Lifish opinion?
I think they're both wrong.
According to Hasidic, they're accomplishing something in the world by doing that?
Maybe that's still something, but it's interesting that the quote, which Yitzhak said on Thursday, of Hamar Shabbai Machzir Lamutav, said today, Amar Shabbai Achzir Lamutav. It's much more quoted by the Hasidim than it is by the Misnagdim. Because, much more. Like, but what does it mean? It means that by learning Torah, I've ingested an or, and the or itself will do its job and get you to stop smoking on Shabbos. Now, it's interesting, nowadays everybody says it, but because that was the... That was like the mantra of the whole Kiruv movement. The start of Chabad and then the whole Kiruv movement. Just learned to. But the interesting in the Litvisha world, they grabbed onto this. Just making history here, they grabbed onto this because it was something that in Chabad, the whole different hashkafa. When you think about it, it's all related to this. But they grabbed onto this idea. Oh, Limud HaTorah and the Godless HaTorah, that if you learn Torah with a Mechal Shabbos for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. It's going to have this magnificent effect. It's that's like a it's a chazal, but it's a Hasidic idea, in the sense, because who cares if yachzira lumud? In other words, not even the point. The point is that you're learning Torah and Dveikus. Anyways, I don't want to say too much. Let me just read you this. Mashitiru chachamenu zichreinam levracha lilmay Torah shalei lishma. Listen to the words. This that is all from the Marav Hashemesh, by the way. This that the Torah, the Chazal were matir. Mashi itiru Chazal. Lilmay Torah shalei lishma. Needs a heter. Humipnei she'i efshir lavei lelimud lishma. Lim ken she'elman mitchila shalei lishma. Pashat, you can't learn lishma unless you do something shalei lishma. Ki betchila tzarech adam l'shaber es koichos hachoymer shabai. And there you have it. Ulahakdim yeres chetai, l'sakin es atzmai, b'chol amidois, amachshav es toivois. Aydei limud ha-tayr ha-kadosh, ki ha-mor shaba yachzirenu l'mutav.
If a person learns because he has to satisfy his quest for understanding, he wants to know the truth or something like that, is that qualifies lishma?
According to what we're learning? Tveikus ba-Hashem. That's what the purpose of Torah. He says here.
If he doesn't have the kavanah, he just wants to understand. He wants the intellectual curiosity.
Yeah.
Curiosity.
He says here. Okay, let me just, I got a little bit left, and let me read it, and I think. He says here, you should never learn because you want to know something. Is anybody here right now for any other reason than they want to know something, they want to learn something and know something? No? What's the stam das here? You come here to be mistabik with HaKadosh Baruch? Maybe. Obviously, that's lishma. Why isn't that for joy? Oh, if you don't enjoy it, then it's lishma, yeah. That's why you're here. Wow. Wow. Rak acher kach yiske lilmoy teru. So he says like this. Rak acher kach yiske lilmoy teru lishma lahasigad dveikus ha-miti ba'atzmas Hashem yisbarach ha-mistater mislabish ba-teru ha-kadosha ba-yidei she-yiske acher kach lilmoy teru lishma yisala b'meila kol ha-limud shalamad b'tchilo shalei lishma. Gevaldik. That when you start learning lishma, so somehow lemafreya, all the learning that you did shalei lishma falls into the lishma category, and you get your dveikus lemafreya. I'm not sure what that means, but you get your dveikus lemafreya. What it probably means is, like, right now I get more dveikus in my Torah lishma. I'm more connected to Hashem because I have in the bank all of this Torah that I learned, and now it all comes together as lishma. Ubichdei umipnei sheikir halimud ubichdei lakachas mimenu derech laasiyas rotzen Hashem yisbarach v'leira mipanav. L'chein tzarech adil milmoid amanas lasois, which is a shtickle stira. L'ilmoid gamtur v'shulchan arach leidas hamaisa asher yasun l'chein sifrei chasidus v'sifrei musar v'yira. I'm just from the Maisa Oireg. And from the Toldos. Just give me 1 second. Okay. When you read this all quickly, it doesn't seem to be too much of a machlekes between the das hasidim, let's call it, and the das of the nefesh ha-chaim. Both say you should learn shalei lishma in order to get lishma. That's a heter. Chazal hitiru davar zeh. But the machlekes is a subtle one. So the machlekes is a subtle one, which apparently had not so subtle ramifications. The difference is there any actual accomplishment spiritually to Limud Torah Shalei Lishma? So as I said at the beginning, the pashtus of the Gemara is that the heter of Shalei Lishma is mitok Shalei Lishma Bal Lishma.
What's accomplishment?
Accomplishment in terms of right now, have I been mistabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I learn Shalei Lishma? Pashtus of the Gemara is no. So everybody agrees, learn Shalei Lishma, Shemitah Shalei Lishma, Balishma. The Nefesh HaChaim is coming along and he's saying, that's not true. And I want to put this in Lamdisha terms for you, because that's the way it is. That what he's learning, and he brings Raya's from the Gemara later, that Torah Shalei Lishma is the Chefs of Limud HaTorah. The Lishma is an add-on. The Lishma is, you know, like bells and whistles to, like, you're sort of like accessorizing your Limud HaTorah. But it's not Ma'akiv the Etzem Mitzvah. Nefesh HaChaim is, believe me on this, the Nefesh HaChaim brings many, many proofs, the whole Shar Dalet. is all about this exact point, and that is that the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah does not require Lishma, or it doesn't make any difference Shalei Lishma. The only thing is, he says, that if you're doing a Lekinter, it's felt in the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. That's Megareya. So according to the Das HaChasidim, that the Shalei Lishma, the Torah Shalei Lishma, has no intrinsic Maila. Maybe information. But, I mean, you can't say that there's no information. But Torah Shalei Lishma, nothing, because there's no dveikus to it. So Basher, he has some dveikus in it, so then I guess there's an accomplishment. But if it's completely Shalei Lishma, then do it. So what are you doing it for? What are we learning for? It should be left for only tzaddikim to learn. So the answer is Shalei Lishma Polishma. Hitiru Chazal, to learn Shalei Lishma Polishma. That's a subtle difference. With not so much nafkamina lamaisa, because I could be learning with my chavrusa and he could be lishma and I could be shalei lishma, and it's a great chavrusa. Has nothing, no problem with it. The difference was, as he points out here in the Prakim, was in the attitude, because what would happen was that they in those days were making fun of each other, you know. So, you know, here's Chassidish Bucher, and he's coming to learn Torah. First, I go to the mikveh to put on my gartel. I have to wear my hat and jacket and this and that, you know, like. And the other guy is like a big overweight guy with a cigarette, and he's learning Torah, and he's learning better. So everybody's making fun of each other. What are you learning Torah? There's no religiosity to it at all. And there's what are you learning Torah? There's no, you know, you don't even know what you're learning. Not getting pshat. The pshat was almost secondary to the dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, everybody agrees. By the way, I just want to say something like the Rav Shulchan Aruch. So, obviously, it was a Goyin Hador and Nigla and Nister. But if I heard correctly, he wrote the Rav Shulchan Aruch because the Magid told him to write a Sefer in Halacha so you'll have credibility in front of the Goyin. Like, I mean, and I know that in Lubavitch there's a madrega of learning only Chassidus and not learning Tershub. Like, the big madrega is to not learn Gemara. B'chol, just finish up with that, and just learn things which are mistavik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm saying even the Alter Rebbe, like, who was it was an equivalent going to any going in that generation and all generations after him. But I mean, you know, there was DeGra, but you know, he was big. You know, like it was all just a way to. That's what he says. It was just a way to get credibility. Be'enei ha-misnagdim, which he did.
Did you say at the beginning there that just having the thoughts of the limud in one's head is the dveikus and the kedusha? So according to that, it's not that you have to have.
No, he says if you're mechavet to the dveikus, I don't think that's what he said. If you're mechavet to the dveikus, then you're mistabik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're not mechavin, just having it in your head, so hamor shaboy yachzirenu lemutav, right? Meaning, what do you mean yachzirenu lemutav? I'm already doing a good thing. What do you want me? Where do you want me to go? So the answer is somehow or another you've planted a seed, which is.
If you learn the wrong shot, is there also a ma'or in that?
Maybe that's also machlekes. So let's just get a start on Parag Gimel here. The Gam Ki Be'emes Kimat Bilti Efshir Lavoi Tekef Betchilas Kviyas Limudai Lamadregus Lishma Karoy. It's almost impossible when you start learning. In other words, let's say we decide, okay, listen, we're going to start sit and learn for real. Let's do that. Betchilas Kviyas Limudai. It probably means for life, not just that day. So it's impossible to do it lishma. Ki esek ha-tarah shalei lishma, because the esek and tarah shalei lishma hu lemadrega shemitoichach yuchalavi lemadregas lishma. The only path to lishma is through shalei lishma, or prakim perikimel. V'lchein gam hu ahuv lefanav yisbarach, even he who's learning shalei lishma is on a derech, he's on the right path. So you see here the point is that you can't say, to use his mashal, you can't say which rung on the ladder is the most important. Is the third rung less important than the fourth rung, which is less important than the 50th rung, which gets you to your goal? They're all there. Yaakov Avinu had a whole sulam. So you can't, I mean, you can't say that the first 40 rungs on the ladder is just a hechatimsa to get you to the 41st or the 49th or whatever number you want to use. Like, each rung is getting you higher. So a rung is a shaloi lishma, which is the steps that you need to take. And probably, I think, Rav Dessler is myrich on this idea that don't miss them. Don't even it would be even usher to miss them. That shaloi lishma. Lazeh amru, here David. Lazeh amru, and that's what Chazal mean. Imsachem dafnun amad beis lo oilam yasek adam mitarev mitzvah afilu shaloi lishma amram li oilam. What does the oilam mean? What does oilam mean?
Always, should always do this.
What do you mean always? It's just a way to get to the lishma, right? So apparently, like, I mean, one way to learn it is that oilam, that there's always another madrega. Every day, every hour, there's another madrega of shaloi lishma bo lishma. It's part of the limud. It's part of the growth. So just leave the simple pshat, just learn. He brings here in my Nefesh HaChaim from Rav Elia Weintraub. He says that, this is the Nakuda here. Mitoich shaloi lishma balishma, shaloi yis'ake ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah mibnei choyser lishma. You should not... talking about all mitzvahs, you should never not do a mitzvah in Bnei Choyser al-Lishma. He really means Torah, I think. Hebraya, Shalishma, listen to the sentence. Ha-Lishma, Enoi me'achevtze shal ha-mitzvah rak tosefes mala. In other words, you get on the plane, you're getting to your destination, whether you're in business class, first class, or coach class. You're getting there or sitting in the baggage. The question is how chashuv your trip is, okay, you want to have a chashuv trip, but the chefs of getting from place A to place B, you're there with Torah Shalai Lishma. Kiim haya mechefse shalom mitzvah, because if you would say the Lishma is part of the mitzvah, so it was, you can't put on tefillin without ritzuas, so the Lishma could be part of the mitzvah, and here's the chakira. The Lishma could be part of the mitzvah, or it could be something, an upgrade, a separate thing to the mitzvah. Then you would have to start saying L'shem Yichud and put on your garth and go to the mikvah. Okay. that's what they tell us to do, the Mor of HaShemesh. Since it's not part of the chefza of the mitzvah, it's a way of getting really close and up, close and tight with the Shemayim. He writes here in this sefer that if you, I'm sorry, just not putting my finger on it, but he says if you learn Torah properly, the way you're supposed to learn Torah, you're zoicha to know asidus. You will be privy to what's going to happen. Asidus, you'll know the future.
Is that Ras and Nalad or
no? You're saying a litmuship shot, but he's like Ruach HaKodesh. Because why? Because you broke through all the klipas of the Meichen. Kamosh, so he says, Amrina Kamosh. Okay, and he brings rise to that. But the Yisoid, here's the Yisoid HaMachleikas, if you will. Whether the Yisoid HaMachleikas is whether the Chefse Shal Torah is even Shalai Lishma, and you're missing a piece of it called Lishma, the icing on the cake. Or what seems to be from the Gedolei HaChassidus, that he writes here, Kein Hudas Kol Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, that there's only the whole purpose of Torah is to be mistabik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, if it's Shalai Lishma, it makes no sense at all. But Shalai Lishma, the Gemara says Shalai Lishma, Baal Lishma, it's a heter because otherwise you can't get there. I just want to make a, right? We have a Yisoidistik HaMachleikis here. And the Nefesh HaChaim and the Prakim is concerned about the condescending view that each one has on the other. Or actually, he was more concerned about the condescending view that the Hasidim had on the Misnagdim. Because you're making fun of, you're not learning Lishma, there's no Kedusha over there, there's no, you know, you're not, you know, what do you think? This is an intellectual pursuit. So he says, don't make fun of it. That's what he goes on to say. This is like Gedolei Torah. But on the other hand, the Misnagdim were making fun of the Hasidim that you're, with all this religious pursuit, you're not learning anything. So, you know, you have a... But I want to make one point, just really more an illustrative point and a point. And that is this, that let's take Chinuch. Chinuch Habonim. Many of us have this. Chinuch Habonim. Now, there's two ways to teach a kid in seventh grade, let's say. One way to teach a kid is, look, you know, Yehi Ratzon Mefanecha, that we're going to do the Ratzon Hashem together, and we're going to learn Torah. Is this what the Rebbe should say? The Rebbe could say, we're going to learn Torah, and we're going to be mistabik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and, you know, this is your opportunity to be very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, kids, you know, sometimes can be makabel, such a thing, like, you know, to be a tzaddik. To be a tzaddik. Or is the derech that, you know, whoever knows the most mishnayos here baal peh at the end of the week gets a prize. So, what you can argue is, what are you being mechanech in the shaloi l'shma? Now, I mentioned this before, that if you want to get a chinuch lulav for your lulav and esrog for your child that's made out of plastic, let's say, you know, one of those plastic things, and the esrog is like a little teddy bear, so it's worse than nothing. It's a negative chinuch, because what are you doing? You're telling them to make a bracha on plastic. What are you doing? What exactly are you doing? So the Paiskim say, don't do that. Get a b'di'eved lulav if you don't want to spend a lot of money. Get you know, either he's not roi l'chinuch or he is roi l'chinuch. So you don't put a kid on when he's 7 years old. I'm going to get you fake tefillin. You know, I can't get the real tefillin, but I'll get you fake tefillin. We don't do such a thing. Why? Because chinuch, the yisoid of chinuch is you have to do teach them to do the right thing. What's
they have that on the market now. It's like 50 shekels, you know, like a plastic tefillin, but just a toy tefillin.
So what's the?
It doesn't look like. It looks like.
So somebody came to China and had a chop. You know, but. But the thing is that, you know, you can't call it chinuch. Now, if I'm telling a kid, if the Rebbe's telling the child that he who learns the most will get a prize, to make it simple, so I'm giving him a plastic esrog. Unless you say that the Torah shaloi l'shma is not a plastic esrog, it's real Torah. So you're missing the upgrade. He'll get that in high school. He'll get that in the base of Medrash. You're missing the part of Lishma, of Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're almost telling the kids, stop with the Lishma. You're not going to learn as well.
Seemingly, you would have told them at first, this is Hashem's Torah. That's why we're learning it. And you see what to learn it. Then, once you've done that, okay, how are we going
to
get
Did it? You go to Yeshua? Nobody told me that. Nobody ever told me that. I mean, maybe it was a given.
But it's a given. So now that we're doing that, so can we use other methods? Will the question is more, will those other methods degrade the kavana of the lishma because you're making it
why did you say the way I'm saying this is better? Which is, if you do mitzvah shalei lishma, are you lacking in the chefetz shel mitzvah, or are you lacking in an upgrade? If you're lacking the chefetz shel mitzvah, don't do it with the kids, period. Even if they have a kavana of lishma somewhere in the back of their minds, which I don't think they do. You know, parents sent me to school, I go to the school and I'm getting a Jewish education. I don't think it's such a holy thing. I'm talking about like 7, 8 years old, a normal kid. I don't think it's, I don't know, you're a Rebbe, what do you say? I don't think
the... At an age, the young kids have to start with the Kiddusha aspect. If they're 7th graders, I would know the prize is what's going to be accomplishing more.
I mean, younger kids.
Younger kids, you start with the Kiddusha. Our phrase is no separate.
Okay, very good. Have Ibcha Mistavra.
Statistically, I don't know if it's true, but I think statistically.
So you start off Hasidic.
First grade Rebbe will be more Hasidic.
Right. They always say this. People say this, Nakud, I don't know where the Makar is, but people say this, that, you know, the best thing for a kid is to start them off in Hasidic yeshivas and then bring them to Litvish yeshivas afterwards. Did he say it? No, he wasn't.
He stars Vayikra, which
also.
But that's where it's come from.
But is there a makor from a gadol to say such a thing? You see, people always also say, like, when you learn, learn like a misnagid. When you daven, daven like a chassid. I frankly, I don't see it. I don't see, if I walk into a chassidish shul daven, I walk, let's say, here to daven, not that we're misnagid, but I don't see that there's so much more kavana by the chassidim. You know, it's totally, what?
I don't know if it's kavana, but there's more movement, there's louder,
Louder talking. I don't know.
I don't know if it's good or bad.
I don't know. I think, on the contrary, I think it's much more casual. But I don't know. I'm not judging. I'm just saying I don't see like an idea. You go to Panovich, it's pretty strong kavana over there. You go to yeshivas, it's like you go to Lakewood, you walk into Lakewood, it's Shmoneh Esrei, it takes a long time, and people are there, and there's a lot of kavana in yeshivas. There's also maybe a Hasidic yeshivas, and I went to both, but I'm not saying that. But I don't see that this nakuda when you daven like a chassid, they're not davening like chassidim, they're davening like misnagdim, and maybe the kavanas are different, but the lishma. Okay, so that's the yisoid of the machlekes. We'll go further on Thursday. Afreilich and Chanukah.